On Mondays, we read from your emails, and many this week concerned our segment on World AIDS Day about attitudes towards safe sex. Much of the discussion centered on the effectiveness of public health campaigns to encourage safe sex. Listener Bill Case from Louisville, Kentucky said, "It seems to me that the AIDS campaign was effective for a while because those of us that grew up in the 80s and 90s listened and tried to practice safe sex. Most of us have gone on and gotten married. Now there's a whole new generation that needs to be taught about the danger of AIDS." But Dan from Muncie, Indiana, had a different view. "We are well educated in this country about the risks of contracting HIV. It is foolish to blame economics, race, low self-esteem, etc. for catching HIV. It is all a matter of personal responsibility. The other factors are excuses that do not address the truth." Our interview last Thursday with actor Dustin Hoffman sparked a big response. Krista from Portland, Oregon, said her boyfriend claims that he learned to sing from watching Hoffman in the film Ishtar. Krista says it's taken her boyfriend years to unlearn. And Jane from St. Louis, Missouri writes, "Many years ago, I took care of a male patient in the hospital who told me I looked like his favorite movie character. Imagine my surprise when he told me it was Tootsie. He assured me that this was a great compliment because he thought Tootsie was beautiful." Many of you wrote in with questions for Jeff Gwynn, who recently helped Santa Claus write his autobiography. Now we know people all over the world listen to Talk of the Nation, and we're getting used to calls from far-flung places. But even we were surprised to hear from a listener in Antarctica. We're joined now by Brian Strain. For the past 2 months, he's been living at McMurdo Station in Antarctica, and he joins us now by phone. And Brian, hello.
Hello, how are you?
So how do you actually listen to the program, Brian?
NPR is satellite-fed into McMurdo, and it's broadcast right over the TV, and so I was listening to it and heard your show.
A lot of the country here is experiencing the first real stings of winter. What's the weather like there in Antarctica?
It's unseasonably warm, like 28 degrees, and that's pretty nice for down here.
Well, okay. Joining us now from his office in Fort Worth, Texas, is Jeff Gwynn, who collaborated with Santa Claus on his autobiography. And, Jeff, it's nice of you to come back on the program.
Well, thank you very much. This is fun.
And, Brian, I understand you have a couple of questions for Jeff. Why don't you just go ahead?
Okay. My first question is, does Santa ever get to the South Pole?
Santa likes to get everywhere that he's welcome. And so, certainly, if you're expecting him at the South Pole, I believe he will get down your way.
Okay, good. And my second question is, why did Santa choose the North Pole over the South Pole?
Well, Santa was surprised by ending up at the North Pole. And the reason being, he's always wanted to be what children expect him to be. And in the 1850s and 60s, there was a cartoonist in America named Thomas Nast. In most of the leading magazines of the day, he began drawing cartoons of Santa and his helpers, but he drew them living at the North Pole. And children seeing those cartoons immediately assumed that's where Santa must be headquartered. That's the reason that Santa Claus had to go out, attach himself to Peary's expedition, and eventually find himself up there. Now, if in fact Nast had drawn him down at the South Pole, he would be there, and Santa probably wishes every once in a while Nast had drawn him on the Hawaiian Islands or something.
Right, right.
But in fact, Santa ended up at the North Pole because of those cartoons by Thomas Nast, N-A-S-T. And they're online, I think, a lot of them, if anybody would like to take a look at them and see how the origin of the North Pole story came about.
Thomas Nast, of course, also gave us the donkey as the symbol of the Democratic Party, and the elephant as the symbol of the Republican Party. So,
politics and Santa Claus, is that America?
Brian Strain, thanks very much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And have a Merry Christmas there at the South Pole.
All right. You too.
Brian Strain is a shuttle driver at McMurdo Station on Ross Island in Antarctica. And Jeff Gwynn, thanks for your time again.
Santa sends his best.
Jeff Gwynn helped write the autobiography of Santa Claus. And finally, during our show on the Chinese economy, we discussed an emailer's question about why Chinese companies have not developed world-famous brand names. Dan Kaminsky of Sparks, Nevada wrote in response, "I've been able to get imported Qingdao beer in any Chinese restaurant I've ever eaten in around this country. I understand this beer is brewed in eastern China and is made solely for export." Well, cheers, Dan, and thanks for the reminder.